Tuan Jai, ABC News, Yulma Matakur, Thursday, July 17, 2014 do. Ngareng Derek Licker. Tuan Jai Dao, Territory Day Pui. Nel Chandu Public Holiday Kum Oyakka. Northern Territory Government Kajaltir, Wal to 1st of July Ja, Public Holiday Kuman. Paranyaya Public Holiday, Tarawan Nakur Business, Ka Government.
It's the news, all right, but probably not as you know it. It's being read by Derek Hunt in Yongumatha, one of the most widely spoken Aboriginal languages of the top end. It's part of a 12-month trial by the ABC in the Northern Territory. Every day, it will put out a news bulletin in two Indigenous languages. Walpuri, which is used in the centre around Alice Springs, is the other one. In a moment, you'll hear from newsreader and translator Derek Hunt. But first, the ABC's Northern Territory director, Christopher Smythe, explains the thinking behind the trial.
In the Northern Territory, we have an Indigenous population of 30%, very considerable Indigenous population. And what's interesting about that is that 64% of people living in remote areas speak English as a second language, or in fact, could be a third or fourth language. Many Indigenous people living remotely might speak three or four Indigenous languages first before they speak English. And so access to those, you know, quality news and information services becomes very challenging. And so the thinking behind this service is primarily about increasing access to those important services that English-speaking people take for granted.
In a way, now that you're doing it, it's slightly odd that it wasn't done before, when you're talking about 30% of the population and the first people of the land.
That's right. I mean, these are Australia's first languages, and there are 250 distinct language regions or groups or nations around Australia, and in the Northern Territory, there are around six or seven Aboriginal languages that are spoken very, very commonly. But in answer to your question, it's perhaps not so unsurprising when you look at the interpreter services that have been available in the Territory. And really, it's only been in the last 3 years that we've had the capacity to deliver reliable interpreting services to organisations like the courts and the hospitals and police and to the ABC.
So you mentioned there are five or six more widely spoken languages. Is that how you chose the two that you're trialling?
Yeah, that was a key consideration for us, and we sought advice at a very early stage about what languages would be most appropriate to adopt in this 12-month trial. And the advice we received from the Aboriginal Interpreter Service here in the Territory was that Yongumatha and Walpuri would be the two most appropriate languages to use, and there were two reasons for that. The first is that both offer a good geographic spread. So Walpuri is spoken very commonly around the Alice Springs area, in a very large geographic region. And Yongumatha is spoken in East Arnhem Land. And so that gave us some fairly good geographic coverage across the Northern Territory. But the majority of translation work, interpreting work, that's been done over the past six decades has been done in Yongumatha and in Walpuri. So that meant we could get the most reliable and accurate translations for the ABC News, which has, you know, obviously some very complicated terminology at times. The most accurate translations and interpretations we could get were in those two languages.
Well, I want to bring you in now, Derek. And Derek Hunt, you're the Yongumatha interpreter and newsreader. So what is your role in preparing the bulletin that goes out?
Okay, so look, around about 8:30 in the morning, we'll get the raw script. We'll get the morning news from the ABC office. That goes to our trainers, most of our trainers are linguists, and they'll actually re-script it to make it a bit more simpler, like simplified English. And so we'll sit down, we'll brief ourselves on how we should read it. Because there are different styles to actually do this. I sort of know all of the styles, and I do it how I'm comfortable. So after our trainers re-script it, we'll talk about it, we send it back and sort of get it approved. And what's approved is what I'll read.
Yeah. How important is it in the remote communities to feel that they're getting proper ABC coverage of things like what's going on in Canberra?
Well, it's good you asked that question, because this morning I've got a couple of stories that actually, you know, one of them talks about hepatitis B. Like, there's 10 to 20% of Aboriginal people in Northern Australia that have Hep B. You know, that's
staggering.
I looked at that and I thought, whoa. But what they're doing is they're bringing in an app in Yolngu-Mata, like the language that I speak. They're bringing it for the smartphones, tablets, and computers, and they're actually doing that app out at Gullywinkle, which is where I'm from. So, like, a couple of these stories directly affect my mob, and if they can hear that message, you know, maybe we can improve health of our Aboriginal people.
And have you had much feedback on it? I know it's only really just started, but what are people saying to you?
Well, for starters, my cousins are calling me Ron Burgundy.
So. the Anchorman character played.
Yeah, that's the. I've never actually seen that movie.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to be compared to Ron Burgundy, I've got to tell you.
I'm going to go get the film soon. There are other films that I want to watch first, though. I guess, like, there's a lot of talk about it on Facebook. People back home, they are listening to it. There's a radio station up here that broadcasts to outstations and communities back in northeast Arnhem Land that actually play it 4 or 5 times a day, that they download it from the ABC web.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone's pretty happy. I haven't heard any bad things.
Is anyone saying, I'd like to hear more about anything in particular, like, you know, what's going on in sport or a more local story, bearing in mind that we're talking about vast regions?
I think Chris would be able to answer that one a bit more.
Yeah, I think what's interesting about the news bulletin is that it's and the interpretation process, and they do call it interpreting, not translation, because they're quite often not direct translations for a lot of the terminology, but it's a very collaborative process that goes back and forward between our newsrooms in Darwin and Alice Springs, back to the interpreter service, and once it's translated, then comes back again back to our news producers, who take a look over it again, make sure it still makes sense, and then it goes back to the interpreter service for the final translation. But because that process can take about 3 hours, we have to remove sometimes some of the more timely elements or the breaking news stories that won't be relevant sort of 3 hours later. So that's the only component that's stripped away from the news itself. But I was interested, and you might jump in here, Derek, that I read some feedback online that the community was ecstatic to hear sports results, and I think it was the Wimbledon final in particular. There was a lot of interest in that, and to hear that read in Yolngu, there was much celebration over in East Arnhem Land to be able to get that timely sports results in Yolngu, and some interesting translations that you made yourself in talking about a particularly dangerous player, who I think was Rafa Nadal.
Yeah, it was Nadal. Yep, when the young Australian fellow beat him.
Yeah. I was reading about that, Derek, and Nadal was likened to the edge of a particularly dangerous implement, essentially saying he's a very kind of deadly and dangerous tennis player.
Yeah, and the word you're actually talking about is murungin, which it actually means that shovel spear, but over towards Elko Island, that actually means, like, very, very good, you know, like dangerously good. But, like, I know towards, like, when you're going sort of south of Elko, like towards Lake Yavella, like the other Yolngu-Mata-speaking communities, they'll usually call the spear murungin. Whereas in your different little areas, you'll have your own words that everybody understands or refers to. So we'll, for that same spear, we'll say gayet.
Chris, I know this. The bulletin's not just distributed via radio broadcast. It's been tailored for mobile as well, I understand.
Yeah, that's right. So we worked closely with a major telco up here to get feedback on the penetration, on the uptake of mobile handsets, smartphones in communities. And we also, you know, got a very good idea of 3G internet penetration in some of the remote communities, which is actually improving all the time. And so we worked out that actually engagement with this service is most likely going to happen over smartphone rather than through traditional PCs. So it's important that the service was accessible through smartphones and mobile. But importantly, we also are making the service available to remote Indigenous broadcast services. They're known as RIBs up here. And we've made the service available for free download. And the idea is that, and this is happening already, I'm pleased to say, that the service will be downloaded each day, and Derek alluded to this earlier, that it'll be downloaded and rebroadcast in local communities, which are sort of low-powered transmitters dotted around the Northern Territory. And rebroadcast locally so people with traditional radios can hear it as well.
Christopher Smythe, Northern Territory Director for the ABC, and before him, newsreader and translator Derek Hunt. If you want to hear the news in Yolngu Martha or in Walpiri, you'll find a link on the Media Report's website, abc.net.au/radionational.